Yeah, welcome back to The Run Home on SEN. No Joel and Fletch today. Jimmy and Gary the Wiz Freeman filling in. If you missed the first hour, remember it was the Workwear Group Tradie Hour. You can check it out on The Run Home with Joel and Fletch podcast. Do it by you in the. Do you like your podcasts, Wiz?
Well, you got me on social media and podcasts.
Have you got a phone, Gary?
Well, I've got to say, I was actually going to come back and say, I'm just checking my social media, but I knew the people out there would be going, that can't be true. So, no.
All right. Well, have your say throughout the show.
I watch a lot of my own videos, though.
I can only imagine. And any of the footballing ones as well?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Ryko Fielders call line 1300 01 1170. Get us on the text line as well, 0457 736 736. And the tweets, you won't find Wiz, but you will find at Joel Fletch SEN. And make sure use that hashtag, QuizTheWiz. I know the Balmain girls misspelt Wiz. She put a double Z, but it's just the one Z.
Just one Z for me.
QuizTheWiz. All right. Before we get to Chrissy Nielsen, the state of the continent, I didn't care at all about Magic last year. I thought it was a bit silly. Sitting at home today, I'm looking at booking flights for 2023. Sounds like a lot of fun. Ask Wiz. This is from Spanx. Love you too, Spanx. He always puts love. I like that. Ask Wiz about Hit the Road Jack, one of my favourites. What's that?
It was actually a game in New Zealand. It was against the Warriors. I was playing for Para. Uh-huh. And I think Neil Armand was the referee at the stage. And big Joe Vuggan, I was having a little bit of a rest at the back there, not doing much, trying to get my breath back. And he came bursting through the whole forward pack, and I was just left there standing by myself. And I went, oh, no, this is going to be bad. And I thought, well, if I take him up high, he's just going to bump me off because he's a big man.
Massive.
So as he came close, I just dropped to my knees as low as I could, like going to the toilet. I was pretty scared. And I tackled him, and I pushed him over a couple of times, and he set me off. And then 20,000 people went up because they started playing Hit the Road Jack. So there I am walking off, and I remember Dennis Fitzgerald coming to me and goes, so what did you say to the referee? I went, I didn't say a word. And he goes, no, well, what'd you get sent off for? I said, well, I have no idea. He wouldn't tell me. And we went to the judiciary. They let me off because the referee, A, didn't tell me, and he didn't know why he even sent me off. So, I don't know, Neil, he probably just didn't like me. But anyway.
I can't find that very hard to believe.
I'm a likable person.
Very likable.
Even if I'm not on social media, I'm a likable person.
Very likable.
Come and see me at, where were we? Pixie's Pub.
Pixie's Pub at Suncorp Stadium. Absolutely. Level 5, the northern end. Come and say g'day. I tell you, he's another likable bloke. Chrissy Nielsen, our Queensland form analyst, he's on the line. I tell you what, is there a tougher job at the moment than being a form analyst in southeast Queensland? Hello, Chrissy.
Jimmy, Gary, there might be, and it might be a weather forecaster. They're yeah.
Now, this was the Doomben event that was transferred to Eagle Farm. What's the latest, Chrissy? I know it drains very well there at the farm, but are we going ahead?
Yeah, definitely. We will definitely go ahead at Eagle Farm. Okay. We would not have gone ahead at Doomben. There was no way in the world we would have raced at Doomben. We wouldn't need a rowboat, oars, flippers, the works. But Eagle Farm, and you're right, Jimmy, it's a really good drying track. Now, after all the rain we had last night, the track was only a soft 6 this morning. It's been 125 mils for the week, and the track's a soft 6. It just drains so well. So don't worry. It won't be its normal firmness, of course. There'll be some cushion in it. There'll be some give in it, but it won't be a mud heap or anything like that. The only thing that might spoil a little bit is if we get decent rain during the meeting and the track will open up a little bit, but that remains to be seen. So hopefully the last of the main rain is today.
Yeah. Doomben 10,000 at Eagle Farm, so you better have a look at that one. Marzu. Plenty of money around for that. Well, what about Shelby 66? This is a horse that...
I'll be following that horse.
Yeah, everyone has. Yep. It always shortens up.
Well, I think Shelby 66 would have been well-placed if we had a race to Doomben and we were on a heavy 15 or something like
right.
that. But he's an absolute well, they both are. Marzu likes it wet too, but certainly Shelby does. He might need... Well, it's a funny thing to say because he seems to race every week, but his trainer thinks he needs this run this week to cap him off for next week. So... I'll pass on him. I think Marzu's the one to beat, number 9. He's going for 5 straight wins. Only a 3-year-old taking on the older horses, but he just goes from strength to strength. And looking at the way this race should pan out early, there's a couple there that'll go forward being Rothfire and Zoustyle. Zoustyle will probably lead Rothfire. I can see Marzu just camped behind the pair of those, getting the run of the race and peeled to the outside in the straight. He should be too good. That's the way it looks on paper. Races aren't run on paper, but it should be something similar to that.
And Chris, what about race 7, the Rough Habit Plate? James McDonald, he's on the favourite, the character. Is there anyone there that can beat him or get close?
Yeah, well, Gary, it's funny you should say it is the Rough Habit Plate, and I'm going with a roughy here. I'm just happy to take on Character, and I'm happy to take on Dark Destroyer number 3. They ran 1-2 in the Guineas here a couple of weeks ago. That was 1,600 metres. I don't think either of them were overly strong to the line. Now they go to 2,143 metres. Now, there's a roughie here by the name of Southern Stock, number 8. Chris Munson and Larry Cassidy combined, the old firm there.
Yeah.
Southern Stock was in that same race, and he was out the back, but he was the one making the most ground late, and that's not a trip that suits him, the mile. So up to the longer trip tomorrow, absolutely perfect for him. He's around, well, this morning's the last time I had a look, he was around $20. So you could do worse than have a few dollars responsibly each way on number 8, Southern Stock.
All right. What about a couple that you like? I think race 2 and race 3. Chrissy, your best?
I do. Actually, race 3 and race 4. I gave that info to the guys and completely messed it up. So that's my fault. Race 4, I think, is the best bet of the day. And that's number 10, Star Tontes. Drops back from the group 2 victory stakes at Way for Age 2 weeks ago. Open class, of course. Drops back to its own age. She's a really good filly. You saw her in Sydney in the autumn. She nearly pulled off the group 1 there. She was just beaten by Hinged. 1,400 metres, Eagle Farm, she looks all set to win. That looks her race, race 4, number 10. And race 3, number 5, Dukon. Chris Waller and Tommy Berry combine here. 2 runs this time in, both in Brisbane, both at a mile, both good. The latest, I think he could have just about won had he got a little bit of clear air earlier in the race. He was only beaten a length, and the 2,100 metre trip will suit him down to the ground. So race 3, number 5, at a good price, and race 4, number 10, I think still at a good price, around 250.
Yeah, 250 at the tab. So if you're having a look at that, race 4, number 10, Star Tantes, and race 3, number 5, Duke on around about that 480 mark at the tab as well. Great work, Chrissy. Have a good day tomorrow, mate.
Thanks, guys. You have a great weekend following the Magic Round. Looks like a lot of fun.
Absolutely outstanding. The TAB Queensland Racing Carnival is where champions emerge. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858. Yeah, he's a great fella and he's doing that all for the TAB. So thanks to Chrissy about that. After the break, Friday Clangers, thanks to Amy Insurance. So you can call us on the Ryco Fielders call line 1300-01-1170 or get us on the text line 0457 736 736.